T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's only one guy that can be introduced like this. The head coach of the 2019 College Football National Champions, Ed Orgeron. Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Way to go, guys. Great to be on the show. So fired up to be on it.
Well, you know, Junior, boy, I tell you what, you still got to be on cloud nine considering what you accomplished. But, hey, you got to move on. The next step, yeah. And boy, you think about recruiting to close that all out. Do you have enough hours in a day?
You know, it's been fun. We had, as you can imagine, great reception on the road. The recruits are fired up. Everybody wants to come to LSU. We plan on finishing strong, very strong on Wednesday. We got some great players still out there making the decision. Hopefully, they come to LSU to add to a great team.
Coach, one of the things, you and I talked about this before, and you know what, I don't want to downgrade a wide receiver, a running back, a defensive back, but I can find them guys a lot better than a big man. Man, in today's world, you win in the trenches, and, you know, that's the key, I think, for every recruiting class to build up front, because I think when you look at next year, probably your biggest rebuilding job is certainly going to be along the offensive line, because you've lost people early to the draft, also to graduation. But so every year you got to get that guy, and most 18, 19-year-old guys coming out of high school, they ain't ready to play against the men yet.
Mm-hmm. We feel good about the development of our young offensive linemen. Darryl Rosenthal, you guys remember, out of Faraday High School,
right,
was a defensive lineman. He moved to offense. He's had a great camp. We feel that he'll be a high draft pick at left tackle. Chason Hines is going to move to center. We feel good about him. Obviously, it's going to be hard to replace Lloyd. Anthony Bradford at right guard and Cordell Thomas. And we got some really good players. Ed Ingram. It's going to be a matter of creating depth and staying healthy. But we think we're going to be very good on the offensive line. And on the defensive line, we got a lot of good guys coming back. You know, we got a great recruiting class in Jaqueline Roy, Jacobin Guillory. We have two of the top defensive linemen in the country right now, so things are looking up.
Now, Coach O, you might have had a dream about this, but I would say it was a dream, considering that your background's on the defensive side of the football. If I'd have told you this in August, you'd have been like, hell yeah, I'm going to take this. But you'd have thought maybe that's pie in the sky, and you look how confident Joe Burrow was. But LSU wound up scoring 40 points in 12 of the 15 games, getting 50 points or more on 4 occasions, 60 or more 3 times, averaging a nation's best 48.5 points per game. Well, I can see why you went undefeated. You shouldn't lose any game when you're scoring that many points. Come on.
Yeah. You know, it was just a phenomenal job. Obviously, going to the spread was a big decision. Obviously, having Joe Burrow for a second year was huge for us. And obviously, hiring Joe Brady and him and Steve Ensminger, the way they put that spread offense together and the plays that they called, and having a dominant year by offensive line. You know, those guys run the Joe Moore Award, but then you look at the play of Jamar Chase, you look at the play of Justin Jefferson, you look at the play of our wide receivers and throwing the ball to the tight end. And then look how our running back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, merged out of the backfield. So you had 5 weapons at any point in the game that could catch the football, and it was all led by the leadership of Joe Burrow.
Now, Coach O, when you look at it, because when you're dealing with the team and the confidence and all that, what was your mindset all of a sudden? Clemson led 17-7, 10.5 minutes left in the first half. And then you had never trailed by 2 scores this season.
Yeah.
And then with all said and done, not so fast. LSU's up 28-17. I mean, was it like, okay, just be patient, just do your job, or what? Because you haven't experienced that this season.
You know, I knew our guys would come through. I felt like We got in the hole. Bobby, I should have never took that penalty. Perhaps gave them a chance to pin us deep. I knew they, when they had us pinned deep, we couldn't operate offense. I knew that we'd keep on coming. But when they were up, they were up 10 points.
Yeah.
They got the ball back. I said, you know what? We got to stop them. We don't want to fall behind 17 points. Our defense made a stop. And then, you know, all of a sudden, Joe Burrow finds Ja'Marr Chase for the touchdown. And then we start exploiting their weakness, and on we went.
Coach, one of the things, you know, with Joe Brady leaving to go to Carolina is that you got some openings on the staff, still looking to fill that position of the passing game coordinator. But there's been reports that you have filled a couple of the analyst positions there on your team. And you've talked about how important those guys are kind of behind the scenes and bringing in somebody like a Russ Callaway, a Donald Alessio from Youngstown. Can you give everybody a little bit of a kind of a bio on those guys coming in and kind of what their expertise are?
And, you know, Coach O, how important to have the analyst perspective of the game today?
No question. Those guys, we want to get better. And those guys bring a different part of the game that we want to get better. Russ Callaway did a great job at Sanford. He knows the spread. He knows the red zone. He knows game management. You know, Bo wants to bring his defensive coordinator with him from Youngstown State. Obviously, him being familiar with Bo Pelini is going to help Bo Pelini go from A to Z. We got several other guys that are coming in, and they're all experts at their area. What we want to do is bring more information to our program to get us better.
Coach, on the position to fill for Joe Brady, how quickly you think you fill that position?
You know, we don't know. We're taking our time.
Okay.
Obviously, there's a lot of great guys out there that are interested. But as you know, Mike and Bobby is the right fit.
Right.
You know, some guys are very, very qualified for the job, but it might not be the right fit. So I think it's a combination of bringing the best guy available for our football team and then be a right fit. We're going to take our time. We got some great coaching on our staff right now. And again, I'll say this. The MVP of the whole deal been Steve Insminger. He never blinked.
Right.
He knows the offense. He called the majority of the plays. So what I want to do is bring in a passing game coordinator that can help on third down, help on red zone, just like Joe did, expound on our offense, and we're going to take our time to get the right guy.
Coach, now, one of the things, before I throw it back to Bobby, is, man, James Craig doesn't get a lot of recognition for what he's done. But, Coach, I remember we were doing the Tiger Caravan Tour, and you were like, that offensive line, that's the most improved area we got. And you talked about Sadiq Charles and how well he had improved and how well Lloyd was play at center and Austin Deculus at the right tackle position and Damian Lewis. But to get five guys to work as one, man, that's difficult. And you got injuries. Man, James Craig doesn't get a lot of credit. He's done a fantastic job for you guys coaching the offensive line.
MVP. You know, Mike and Bobby, we take vacation in July. And I go a couple of days, and, you know, Kelly ready for me to go back to work. So I go back to work, and I go to work out early in the morning, and the team's working out at 6 o'clock. James Craig made every workout with his linemen just to watch him work out. And we're able to have to go 2 hours on the field, do some football-specific skill drills, and James was there every day this July. Didn't take a day off. I give him a lot of credit.
Now, Coach O, boy, and you don't have to comment on this, but I'm going to comment because I can. Bo Pelini. Listen, I love Dave Aranda. I love Bo Pelini. Plus, I think I'm more in love with Bo Pelini considering the skins on the wall, what he did as an LSU defensive coordinator, LSU Tiger defensive coordinator. I know you got to love this. I remember back, you know, going back to 05, 06, and 07, LSU's defense never ranked lower than third in the nation in total defense in his tenure. And then you look leading the SEC in scoring defense in both 06 and 07, giving up 12.5, 14 points a game. Then I'm looking at average 38 sacks per season in a three-year span, created 71 turnovers. How can you be against that? To me, that is unbelievable. Then you talk about the background that you have with him and Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a no-brainer that Bo Pelini is a guy that how would you not embrace, and our defense will be even at a different level, be better in the future.
You know, I do believe that Moore brings us greatness to our defense. I love what he does. Pete Carroll told me he's the most brilliant mind, defensive mind he has ever been around. When he was here before, and T-Bob even told me, he was one of the favorite coaches on all the staff. Jack Marucci, who I totally trust, said Bo was an outstanding staff guy, outstanding coach to the players, not only a great coach. I think he brings a lot to our staff. He fits with the chemistry. He fits among the staff. He's brought some excitement to our defense already. We're going to be mainly a 4-3 defense under Bo, an attacking defense, something that I've done all my life. So our players are excited. Bo's excited. I think we're going to be great on defense.
Now, Coach O, because you got two strong-minded individuals, obviously you're the head coach, and you got Bo Pelini. Because to me, I think you could talk to the professor, that being Dave Aranda, and he knows the chain of command. I think Bo Pelini's humble enough, even though he went to Nebraska to be a head coach in Youngstown State, to understand that the buck stops here with you and that he would respect your authority, even though y'all very similar in personalities. Does that make sense? I mean, did y'all talk behind the scenes?
Yeah, we talked about that. He's going to be fine. It'd be the same if I went work for him. And, you know, I would speak at Bo's clinic when I wasn't working at Nebraska. You know, that's when I got to spend some time with him. And I walked away. I said, if I could ever work with this guy, I'd like to. I think the chemistry is going to be great. It was great today in the office. What Bo brings us, he brings a leader in that defensive room. He brings a leader on the field. That enables me to be more of a head coach, more of me to attend to the duties that I have to do on a daily basis. So I think he brings a lot of strength to our staff.
Coach, one of the things that's really tough was when you follow somebody who's just great at what they do. And Miles Brennan is going to have to put them moccasins on. And he can't be Joe Burrow. He's got to be Miles Brennan at this stage.
Right.
And from a leadership standpoint, personality standpoint, they opposites, you know, personality-wise. How well you think this team will respond to Miles? Because now he's put in that spot. They know the pressure's on him because of who he's following. But from what you've seen, and arm talent, there ain't no question. Miles got it. I mean, he's a big guy who can spin the ball. But the intangibles of the game are so, so important.
Yeah, I do believe it's going to be a process with Miles. The thing that I do like that we've seen him make improvement in the last 2 years he's been with us, he's been with Joe. He understands the system. He's very smart. I thought he played very well for the most part when he went into games.
Right.
That was his time. I see him excited. I think he's going to be a great quarterback for us. You know, we can't expect anybody to be Joe Burrow. I think that would be very unfair to anybody.
Right.
But you know what? We just want him to be the best Miles Brennan. And if we have the best Miles Brennan out there, we're going to have us one outstanding quarterback.
Coach, before we end it, I got to tell you what Bobby told me. He said, you know, you understand this one well. He says, now that you got that new contract, man, he ain't paying for nothing with you no more. He ain't paying a dime. I told him he got to start first, though. He had to start paying first, you know?
I said, Coach O hit the lottery, so I'm not paying for any meal. Come on, it's on him. Come on, he would respect that. I know he would.
Hey, I'd be more than glad to pay, my friend. More than glad.
All right, Junior.
Thanks so much, Coach. We appreciate it. The head football coach of the LSU Fighting Tigers, Ed Ogeron. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.